Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
To be able to be in. This is Terry McLaurin, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap, here with Cody Carpentier and the Trash Man, as we are now less than 2 weeks out from Combine Week. We have 2 weeks to get our ducks in a row, figure out what's going on with all these different pending free agent situations. We were talking about it before we even got on, guys, kind of talking about how we're stacking up the top of the wide receiver board. A lot of discussion about the big three, big four, however you want to consider them, between Mekhi Lemon and Jordan Tyson and, Denzel Boston and Carnell Tate. And I think that we'll probably have a show about that, if not next week, at least, at some point during the combine, about where our film has us landing with those guys, because the way that we started out the process is the same way we always start, with watching the guys that are going to be at the All-Star games that we cover, right? Or the guys who were set to be at the All-Star games that we cover, some of which didn't show up, the Casey Concepciones of the world at the running back position, the Jonah Colemans of the world, et cetera, et cetera. But these are all guys we've watched. We have our evaluations up at rosterwatch.com, where you can scan that QR code or just check out Roster Watch. You can become a pro member and read all of Cody, Trashman, and I's thoughts on all these players. But as far as where we're stacking up sort of this next tier, what's interesting, Cody, is now we have ADPs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm guessing that with these dynasty ADPs that we're beginning to see come in from the super earliest, most degenerative rookie drafts, I'm thinking of the guys that we've ranked so far, the guys that we've evaluated so far. The highest has to be Casey Concepcion from Texas A&M, correct?
Of the guys we've written up so far, yes, Concepcion's the highest.
Okay, so Trashman, tell us about Casey Concepcion. I think that we all have him ranked as our top guy before we take into consideration the those big four that we just mentioned. And like Cody mentioned, maybe Branch falls into that same category, right? We know that does like Elijah Serrat and Omar Cooper and the Indiana guys fall into that category too? I don't know. It feels like Casey is going ahead of these guys as far as the big boards and the mock drafts that we've seen so far.
Casey's closer to the Denzel Boston than he is to the Surratt Cooper.
Okay. What about Chris Bell from Louisville?
And he's right. Chris Bell's right around Surratt and Omar Cooper from Indiana as well. There's two Bells. Bell from Louisville, Chris Bell, who tore his ACL during the year, and Skylar Bell, who's at the Shrine Bowl from Connecticut.
And then Zachariah Branch.
And then Branch is at the bottom of – he's like right around Surratt and Cooper from Indiana.
Okay. So Casey Concepcion, I think we all like him. Trash Man, what did you see whenever you watched the film?
I mean, I guess what popped off is – I mean, he's very versatile. I mean, you can put him anywhere. He started his career inside North Carolina State, moved outside at A&M. What I liked about him, too, is that he had production early on in his career, kind of right out of the gate. And I think that, could translate well to the NFL. He's kind of undersized, but, he plays bigger than he is. He's got a high motor. able to create separation and, you know, short and intermediate areas. He's just a guy you can really put anywhere. You know, the kind of dangerous thing about him and his potential in the NFL, though, is that, like, you know, in the wrong hands, he could be misused. You know, one of my comparisons was Elijah Moore, who we have seen flashes of in the NFL, flashes from in the NFL, but
I don't know that
a team has found a way to use him the way that he should be used. And I feel terrible
to put that on him, dude. You can't put the Elijah Moore curse on KC Concepcion.
I mean, well, my other comparison was Wandell Robinson, who I think is a similar type of player. A guy who, in the right hands, you know, if given the right opportunities, can really flourish. But because he is a little bit undersized, because he isn't necessarily either your prototypical number one receiver, I mean, teams might not necessarily look at him that way. But then you have someone like a JSN who he could, you know, profile like too if you squint. So I think it really depends, because of a player of his stature, of his size, of his kind of like utility kind of gadget kind of
He's more than a gadget guy.
I know he's more than a gadget player, but I'm just saying teams might not necessarily see him that way.
Well, but here's the thing. Wandale's going to be a free agent. I understand why you would think so, because of all the ways that they got, especially Texas A&M, they get him on jet sweeps, they get him on screens, they get, you know, just the manufactured touches, right? Like, they definitely do that. But what we're talking about here is the reason I don't see him as an Elijah Moore type or a Wandale type is I feel like KC Concepcion, I mean, he played on an offense with a true kind of a guy that would be an SEC alpha wide receiver in Mario Craver, and
a world burner.
He's, dude, and this is the alpha dog. He's like an undersized, a little bit undersized, but he's an alpha dog. He plays in the same mold of an Amon-Ra St. Brown. Maybe if you're talking about like a watered down version of that, like from last year, like a Jalen Knoll, this type of player, right? Dog, a complete dog of a guy. He's a chain.
I agree. I'm just talking about the way teams might utilize him.
He's a chain mover. He's dependable. What, it was like 48 of 61 of his receptions in 2025 went for first downs. And the thing is, you know, you mentioned how he can separate in all these different ways. I look at him. What am I missing? It's the stems at the top of his routes. He gets in and out like a jitterbug slot guy, like Wandale does, right? But I think he just brings more of a vertical element too. I mean, I guess we've seen Wandale get loose this year on a couple of big vertical plays. But I just think that, you know, the hand-eye coordination, the way that he can elevate explosively to high point and stretch for footballs, to me, it's – whenever I look at him coming out, he seems just more complete than those guys, and I comped him to Jordan Addison. And when I think about a Jordan Addison, I think about a guy that's – I mean, I think he's going to go first round. I think KC Concepcion goes first round. Cody, am I like way off?
I mean, I mocked him. My mock I put up last week, I put him to Buffalo right at the back end there. And it's like there's a team like that where with Joe Brady in there now, like they're going to be looking at it. New England might be looking at it if they decide not to go tackle or linebacker. It's like there's going to be spots in the back. Seattle won the Super Bowl, but, I mean, Cooper Kupp's on his last leg, and he's the two right now. So I think there's a couple opportunities in the back end there for a guy like Concepcion to get in there, and he could be the fourth or the fifth off the board, depending on how people like Boston.
I mean, I feel like those are all teams that already have players that and that mold.
Hold on. Which teams did Cody say again?
Buffalo, New England.
And I don't think Buffalo
here.
I think we're putting Concepcion too much into a box. I think this. Yeah. I get where you're coming from with Elijah Moore and Wandale.
I'm not trying to put him into a box.
I get it.
More complete than those guys.
From his abilities perspective, but I think he can stretch the field a little bit better than these guys.
I don't disagree. I'm just talking about what teams profile him as.
Well, I don't think a guy like this, they're not going to draft a guy like Elijah Moore or Wandale Robinson in the first round. So it's like if a team like Buffalo or like I said, New England, because like we've seen what they have. They have the, they have a DeMario Douglas in that role, right? And they've been looking for someone a little more dynamic in Diggs and Butte and things like this. And Conception's way more dynamic than I think both those guys at this current stage. It's like in that situation, I don't think that they're – if he goes in the first round, he's not going to be used in a Wandale, Elijah Moore type of a role. But I get what you're saying from the from its play style a little bit, for sure.
And I think one of the things that was so encouraging, Trashman mentioned it as part of like one of his first things that he mentioned. But if you just look at the slot rates, so his first two seasons at NC State, where he was an early breakout, right? But 94% of the 94% of his routes out of the slot first year, 82% out of the slot in his second year. Then he goes to A&M and like he's only 34% slot rate.
Mm-hmm.
He's shown the NFL at this point that he can be productive in both roles. To me, this is
mostly just the knock on NFL offenses and how they met and how they utilize players of his ilk. Sometimes,
well, they can be foolish for sure. Cody, I'm guessing that whenever we get to the next, as far as ADPs, again, as far as guys that we've watched and we're keeping those guys out, right? We're just talking about the dudes who were at or who were, you know, projected to be at the senior, to be at the Senior Bowl, not or at the Shrine Game, not including Brennan Thompson, who pulled out early enough for us to not have him in the player pool of those guys that we need to get done with before we got down to those games. Has Ted Hurst made up enough? I think he can't have made up enough ground. It's probably going to be Malachi Fields or Jacoby Lane that would be next as far as ADP up. Am I wrong?
They're back to back as far as wide receivers go. There's a running back jammed in there. There's a couple running backs all over sporadically around that area, but the next receiver is Jacoby Lane and then Malachi Fields.
And we're talking third round, probably late third ADP.
Yeah. So the ADP is not sorted by like 101 through this, but it's basically 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, around pick 27, so yeah, early third.
The exact spot I hate to be taking wide receivers in dynasty rookie drafts, especially the profile like this. So Cody, you got to see Malachi Fields with your own eyes at the Senior Bowl. What did you see whenever you were watching him?
This is an interesting one to me. Like I didn't anticipate, and he's got a little bit of helium in the last couple of weeks, but I didn't anticipate a Malachi Fields kind of showing to me alpha tendencies. And right, this is, I think, the biggest question mark I have on him currently, outside of what we saw on the field, which was him being able to separate the line of scrimmage, being able to separate downfield, making the catch of the week at the Senior Bowl, Willie Mays style behind his back, honestly a bad throw by Taylen Green. But with his size, I think he's listed at 6'4". He came in officially at 6'04", 218. But again, 8¾-inch hands is the one question mark. I've talked to Matty Cuban about this. I think he's going to have one of these things where he goes to the combine in a couple of weeks and he somehow gets that hand to just be like he picks up like a full inch on the hand.
I'm not
worried about it. That's the thing. It's bad because it's under 9 inches and it's a small hand. But the guy had a sub 2% drop rate in college.
Yeah, he dropped one ball on 66 targets last year for Notre Dame.
We've talked about the, like, when you hear a football come into a guy's hands and he catches it, it's, right? And we heard that at the Senior Bowl. So I'm going to be looking forward to the combine to see kind of how everything unfolds for him. But I like my Malachi Fields quite a bit. And to be honest with you, I think depending on speed, which I'm a little bit worried about with
him. I'm very worried about it.
Depending on speed, I would potentially put him ahead of Conception.
No.
I'm not that far. You're not – really?
Yeah. You can't – no. You can't.
I mean, I can see what you're saying based on how teams would look at him.
Yeah.
No, there's no – I mean
– you're saying you wouldn't bet on the Keenan Allen corollary – over a guy like a Conception, who Trashman, for all intents and purposes, just put into a Wandale Robinson, Elijah Moore box.
You guys have completely misread me. If you think that there's any way that I'm going to put a guy like Fields ahead of Concepcion, what I've tried to lay out here is that KC Concepcion is a player who I am high on. He's a player who I really like. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think you're that high because Concepcion is going to be the 7th overall pick in the rookie drafts.
That seems expensive. It's a bad year for rookie drafts.
But that's the price you got to pay for him. What I'm saying is I believe in the talent that Casey Concepcion is. I've liked him since he was at NC State. Didn't think he should have transferred to A&M, but that is what it is. Thought he should have came out a year ago. He couldn't. Malachi Fields showed me at the Senior Bowl that he was a different receiver than what I saw during the season at Notre Dame. He showed alpha tendencies. Not that I think he can be an alpha, but because I look at some of these guys like T. Higgins, like guys in that body type where they're these big dudes that you would generally 10 years ago say, that's my alpha receiver. I don't say that's my alpha receiver. I say that's my like beta alpha, because my alpha these days is we've talked about the 5'11", 6 foot, 190 to 195 pounds. You run a 4.44, sub 4.44. You're dynamic. You're Chase. You're Neighbors. You're Jefferson, right? But these guys can be target hogs in their own situations. And even if you look at it like the Keenan Allen thing, it's like you put this guy in the slot. He plays your big slot. He plays your Marquise Colston role. If he's a little bit slower, which I think he might be, I think he might be a 4.55, 4.58 type of guy. I'm worried about that.
I mean, I comped him to Mac Hollins, who I think has alpha tendencies on some days.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But maybe not your every week, you know, go-to.
Look, all right, so the good things with Malachi Fields, for one, at Virginia, he was able to go over 800 yards in his junior and senior seasons. That was despite playing his junior year alongside Malik Washington, who – say what you will about what he's done at the NFL level. He is an NFL player on a 53-man roster. That year at Virginia, he went for like 1,400 yards or something like that. So
led the country in receptions.
Yeah. So it was like, even then you have a guy in Fields who was able to carve out his role and own it, right? Who was able to carve out a role, own it, same role coming into next year. And what that role was is a downfield contested catch outside threat, 25th highest ADOT in CFP during 2025, right? 16.4 yards. He was top 25% in CFB and NFL passer rating when targeted, and yards per route run in the 2025 season. I get it, right? Like Cody said, just a dependable snatcher of the football, plucker of the football, despite having the just shockingly small measured hands that I don't believe can be 8¾ inches, right? But we're talking about a big-bodied outside receiver here who wins more with his framing, his adjustment abilities, tracking, boxing out than he does with any kind of vertical separation or even lateral separation running his routes. He doesn't run great routes. What concerns me is that he seems to lack functional long speed. He seems to not really be able to generate separation with routes, and he brings you zero in the yards after catch department. Zero. So I'm just concerned. I get concerned. I look at him like, is this going to be a niche sort of guy in the offense that gets a diminished route share because he just has a specialized role, the same one that he, good for him, the same role that he carved out in college. But the guy's a lot of trouble separating.
Mm-hmm.
And but he goes up and makes the catch. He's a great contested catch guy, but he doesn't do anything after catch. I'm just like, is this like an Alan Lazard or a Keon Coleman? After watching the film, I liked him more at the Senior Bowl than I did watching the film.
Well, it seems like he's got better hands than Keon Coleman.
No, that's not.
He's also not as maniacal. Like we've talked about the dog rating thing, and it's like Keon Coleman was at the tippy top, which is not good. That's like menace level, like you're too crazy to do stuff type of situation. And it's like Malachi Fields is a coherent human being that can have conversations with you.
How did Cam Scataboo, who would just bang his head against the wall without a helmet on, not get the tippy top menace level of the dog rating?
Because he can, because he's a normal human.
Normal is relative.
I'm not sure he's normal.
He's a little more normal. Like I don't know. I loved Keon, but he was like George Pickens. Like George Pickens is just a menace. You're like, what is this? How long can he make it in the, how long can he play for before he like put somebody through the rafters, like through the wall, right? I don't know. Like, that's kind of where I think about Keon Coleman. I don't think Malachi Field, like I said, my comp of Keenan Allen is very soft because I worry, like, I wonder how fast he's going to be. I, like, if he surprises me and runs like a 4.48, I'd be like,
he's not going to run a 4.48. Breaking news here on the channel.
I don't think he will, but I'm saying, like, there's people out there with clean second round grades on him. He goes, you know, Michael Pittman went in the second round. T. Higgins went in the second round.
I mean, a big body guy like that, sure-handed big body guy like that, teams are going to find.
I don't think Pittman is the worst comp.
Pittman might be, honestly. Yeah, what did he run, a 4.56, 4.58?
You ought to add that into our sheet. I think that's.
I feel like Pittman's a better route runner, a better.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit smoother, but it's like, I think it's a good comp. He kind of plays like him. All right, and then let's just talk quickly. I guess we already talked about Jacoby Lane here on this?
No.
No.
Okay, so Jacoby Lane for me, I think, yeah, so I have him ranked third out of the guys from the Senior Bowl, or the guys that should have been at the Senior Bowl, like Casey Concepcion. And Cody, you have Ted Hurst and Tyron Montgomery from John Carroll ranked ahead. I don't know. I think that the guy from John Carroll – is Tyron Montgomery even going to have a combine invite? They were talking about how at the Senior Bowl that he hasn't been invited.
That dude's getting a combine invite. That dude's going to
be – kind of thing where we're not going to find out till Thursday.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out Thursday. They were talking – people were talking at the Senior Bowl as if he wasn't going to the combine. I think the Senior Bowl probably opened people's eyes up a little bit.
I mean, that's like a special, you know, I think that's like a, all right, we need to see what this guy looks like. I mean, otherwise is he going to get a special request to go to Ohio State and run at their pro day on that?
He was talking about how he was going to have to run his, how he's going to have to do his, he was going to go to Kentucky or something like that to go do his pro day.
He needs a combine invite.
Yeah. Okay. So we will talk about Jacoby Lane from USC, 6'4", 196. So that same kind of length as almost the same exact arm length as Malachi Field, same height, but skinnier. He's 20 pounds lighter, 22 pounds lighter at 196, 2 inches bigger hands. And I think that Jacoby Lane is an interesting player. You talk about how you worry about sort of the lumbering stride Malachi Fields, but I'm not sure that Jacoby Lane's going to be much faster, but he certainly looks like more of a, like,
he's smoother.
Yeah, he's like a gazelle with his long strides, right? I just wonder, it's like he had a true sophomore season breakout where he was on a team that also featured Mekhi Lemon and Zachariah Branch at the other wide receiver positions, where he had 12 receiving touchdowns and only 8 starts. And then this last year, his junior year. So he's a true junior, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's one of these true juniors that was at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, he's one of 10 that came out early at the wide receiver position.
So this last year, I think he only had like 2 touchdowns or whatever. But we've seen that he's been a guy that was like, what, fifth nationally in receiving touchdowns in only 8 games as a sophomore. I think that – maybe do I like him better? I currently have Malachi Fields ranked higher. No.
I mean, I think he's got potential to be better. I think right now Fields is a stronger player, and I feel the kind of roles that they would both be in, that would probably benefit Fields more. I feel like Lane lacks some play strength. I feel like if he bulks up, you know, I think he could potentially be better than Fields for sure. I feel like I mean, his comp for me was Nico Collins, who in college, you know, he was a guy that had potential, but he wasn't somebody we thought was going to be a marquee NFL player. He had the size to do it,
But it really wasn't until he got that opportunity that, you know, that he was able to do what he's done in the NFL. I see Lane like that. He's not a guy who looks that special. He's got the, requisite kind of tangible like aspects to his game. He's got the build. He's a smooth runner. He needs work on his routes for sure. But I think he's a guy that you can mold into potentially a number one type of receiver.
I mean, if we're talking Houston Texans receivers, my comp for him is Jaden Higgins.
Are you guys not worried about the weight? Like you're comping him to dudes that are 215, 200.
I told you he's skinny.
He's a rail.
Yeah,
I mean, you can put on weight.
Cody, you saw him at the
season. He can put on.
He's a big baby.
There's four comps.
Long legs, high cut, big hands. He's going to put on some weight, dude.
In 12 years, in the last 12 years database, there's four receivers that are 6'4" or 6'5" and under 198 pounds. Marques Wilson, LaDainian Washington, Benjamin Victor from Ohio State, and Justin Hunter. Justin Hunter ran a 4.44. LaDainian Washington ran a 4.46. The other two are out the league. Like he has to be special. Like I understand. Like I get the comp. Like, but I get the style comp. But physically, he's not as physical as either of those two guys. I just worry about him just being out there by himself. Like some of these corners are going to, even guys like Sauce Gardner are going to bully him, and Sauce Gardner's a rail.
I mean, I get it. I mean, one of the things that I said is for, I mean, he's not, I mean, Jaden Higgins was only like, what, 210 pounds coming out?
Well, I think he was 215.
I think he's got good ball. I think he wins in the catch point. I think he's athletic enough to win in those contested catch situations. And like I said, the Nico Collins reference for me was mainly because he was a player in college who had potential, but we didn't think was necessarily a special player. And I feel like Lane is kind of in that kind of mold where if he does, you know, bulk up, I think he has the skills to be a similar type player.
I get it. I like the tape and stuff, but I was not impressed with the Senior Bowl. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to convince myself that this guy that was at USC in their training program is going to put on weight in the NFL once he gets to the NFL. Because I know these guys, once they get to the NFL, they lose a little bit of their weight room work ethic unless they're built for it. And he clearly isn't built for the weight room. So I don't know if he can put on 10 pounds, but he needs to badly. Cause like I said, I mean, he's going to get bullied, and this is from like just seeing him in person. He was fine at the Senior Bowl. The tape's much better than the Senior Bowl was, and physically, he's a rail. And I don't know how he wins in those contested situations. Once you get down to the red zone, and you know he's getting bracketed and all this different stuff. It's like I don't see it. I don't get it. I can't convince myself of it when it's a guy this – I've seen it too many times where a guy fails in this situation.